Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. A little more on Cow Chow. We're back on that in just a moment. Neighbors, mark your calendars now for Express Ranch's annual spring bull sale, March 2nd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 550 bulls will sell, starting at 10 a.m. Friday, March 2nd. 500 Angus bulls that'll be highlighted by the Express Ranch's National Western Carlot and Pin bulls. 50 Limousine and Limb Flex bulls will also sell. You can call Express Ranches for a sale book, 1-800-664-3977, or go to their website, expressranches.com, for more information.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Talking more today about Cow Chow, exploring what cattle eat. It's a video that was funded by the Beef Checkoff that's turned into an interactive game that shows how proper cattle diets can help farmers and ranchers raise high quality, great tasting, and nutritious beef. Couple of the ranchers that were involved in the taping with Cow Chow, Troy and Stacy Hadrick, had a chance to visit with them at the recent cattle industry convention in Nashville.
For the consumer, Stacy, what do you think we'll be able to see them gain from it, and how will the beef industry be better off when consumers have a chance to interact with this video?
Well, anytime that we can use our checkoff dollars to help tell that story and make more of a connection with consumers, Troy and I feel that that's critical. And what we think the video does is, like Troy said, they see it firsthand from the livestock's point of view of what they're eating, what they're consuming, how they're living. And that is just one closer step that somebody that hasn't had that opportunity to go visit a farm or ranch or a feedlot get to see it firsthand. And the game that goes with it, I think, is just reinforces it even more, because the game not only has these multiple choice questions that you can answer, but if you get them wrong, you can watch the snippet of video to go back and answer the question. So I think you not only watch the video the first time, but it reinforces it. It's an incredible tool that I think teachers will use. I know Troy and I are planning on going into the classroom in our community and using it with the kids in our classroom. And we believe even in our son's third grade class, we could go in and do this with them and help walk them through them and teach them.
And I guess as much as anything, there's a lot of pre-expectations, almost things that you assume are going on, as far as particularly if you're from well removed from the cattle industry, and maybe some of those things will be changed a bit.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, there's people that have a lot of preconceived notions. They maybe think that we don't treat our cattle right, or they maybe think we're forcing them to eat something or not. Hopefully, these videos are a way for us to clear up a lot of those misconceptions and give a chance for people to see the real story.
Troy Hadrick, and before that, his wife Stacy Hadrick, they're South Dakota ranchers who participated in the Cow Chow experiment. They actually hooked those cameras up to their animals and allowed the videotape to roll and to find out a little bit more about things from a cow's point of view. Turned into an interactive game, Cow Chow. To find out more about the game, you can go to www.explorebeef.org/cowchow. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Warrior Spirits, Indigenous Arts from New Guinea, on display at the Sam Noble Museum in Norman, reflects the diversity of the region, highlighting ceremonial traditions such as the dramatic fire dances practiced in the highlands of West Papua, and showcasing ritualized objects such as masks, daggers, and shields. It's on display February 4th through May 13th. For more information, visit samnoblemuseum.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.